speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Why do you think there are so many religious teachings in the world? I find it confusing. We've been studying how that authority is established by the Word of God. All authority ultimately resides in God, and this authority has been given to Christ. You remember in Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and upon earth." Christ delegated that authority to the apostles and the prophets of the first century, empowering them to reveal His will to men. In Matthew 18:18, Jesus said unto the apostles, "Verily I say unto you, what things soever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what so things soever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now these men in turn wrote the Word of God for our instruction. And all this means is that the very authority of God is inherent in the words of the Bible. Now from God to Christ, through the Spirit-guided men, came the very words of God. The Bible is thus the authority in all spiritual matters, not traditions as we've discussed this week, not preachers, not dreams or feelings, but the Word of God is the authority to which we must go. It's not enough to be honest and sincere in these matters, my friends, although that's important. One must be following God's truth as it is revealed in the Scriptures in order to please Him. He must have divine authority, a thus saith the Lord, for everything he believes and practices. Solomon has pointed out the danger of man's efforts to chart his own course in spiritual matters. Solomon teaches in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends of that way are the ways of death." And again, Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." Thus to turn to men for authority would be an eternal mistake, my friend. We must be able to appeal to an authority higher than ourselves in order to verify our beliefs and practices in religion. You see, the all-sufficiency, alone sufficient, the Word of God, as our guide in spiritual matters, is a fundamental teaching of the Bible. Paul teaches that all Scripture given by the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Christ gave the Holy Spirit to His apostles to guide them fully in speaking and writing His message as we now have it in the New Testament. That's according to John 14:26. Now this message in its written form is just as authoritative as it was in its original spoken form. It forms a fixed, objective standard. And the beauty of this is that men can come together on the Bible alone as the authority and be united in faith and in action. Jesus teaches again in John 8:32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." In this passage it must be observed that Jesus said we can know the truth, singular, not plural. And hence we learn that man must discover that one truth in order to be pleasing unto God. True authority resides in truth, of which Jesus said concerning himself, "I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me."